The company is called Blue and Green, one word, and was co-founded in 2006 by ecological engineering professor Scott Osborne and Marty Matlock. Blue and Green is a project of virtual incubation company that's a technology venture development firm also in Fayetteville. After the British Petroleum's Deepwater Horizon oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico leaked an estimated 200 million gallons of crude oil, Blue and Green saw an opportunity both to help clean polluted coastal zones and expand their product line. Last summer, Blue and Green applied for and received a $174,000 grant through the Rapid Response Program at the National Science Foundation Center to deploy its innovative S-DOX technology that replenishes dissolved oxygen in polluted freshwater lakes and streams. Scott Osborne, Blue and Green's chief operating officer, is also associate professor of biological and agricultural engineering on the U of A campus.
The fact that you have oil spilled into the Gulf, it's organic matter that feeds bacteria. The bacteria that consume the oil, which is good, also consume oxygen, which is not good. There's a hypoxia problem that's been there for a long time in the Gulf, and this has had the potential to exacerbate that.
Hypoxia occurs when oxygen concentrations fall below the level necessary to sustain aquatic life. Pollutants and excess fertilizers flowing into the Gulf of Mexico for years have created chronic hypoxic zones, and the oil spill has made matters worse.
What we focused on was the shallow areas, the marshes, the estuaries, the bays where oysters are grown, and that's usually in a couple of feet of water. So the oil that washes up in there is very difficult to remove using a physical process because you have grasses, you can't skim it, it's very difficult to get to. And so the best way to remove that oil would be through a bioremediation, which would just be the natural bacteria breaking the oil down, consuming it, but that's also going to consume oxygen. And the key concern of the locals was the economy revolving around the oysters.
The Gulf Coast produces about 70% of all U.S. oysters, according to the industry website. In Louisiana, where Blue and Green intends to test its S-DOX system, typically produces about half that harvest, but it was shut down last spring. Slightly over half of Louisiana's oyster harvesting zones reopened in September. One of those zones in Lafourche Parish is where S-DOX technology will be tested.
Oyster beds are very environmentally sensitive. They require a higher concentration of oxygen in the water than most of the other aquatic life there. And so the purpose of the project was to take our technology, deploy it in these shallow, warm waters of the Gulf where the oyster beds are, and look at adding dissolved oxygen there so that we could do it, see how large of an area we could cover, how big of a unit you would need later on. To deploy, you know, for the full scale, how effective was it going to be? What were the costs going to be? And it looked like the most effective way to get to those very difficult to reach oyster beds to try to help them, you know, not just survive but recover, become healthy, so that you have proper reproduction and growth for next year's season, the next year's season, the season beyond that.
That extra oxygen boost will help microbes to rapidly break down the hydrocarbons from the oil spill, allowing oyster beds to recover more quickly. Blue and Green supersaturated dissolved oxygen S-DOX system is different from traditional dissolved oxygen delivery methods, Osborne said. Injected oxygen gas bubbles tend to rise to the surface, then dissipate. Blue and Green pre-dissolves oxygen gas into a stream of water inside a pressurized saturation tank, creating a supersaturated concentrate, which is released back into the water being treated. It was designed specifically for fresh water, but the grant is providing financing to Blue and Green engineers to retrofit for salt water.
So the oyster beds need a concentration of oxygen, about 5 milligrams of oxygen per liter of water. And so what our system does is it pulls in the water, dissolves it to about 300 milligrams of dissolved oxygen per liter of water, injects that water back out and mixes it broadly, because with no bubbles, we're mixing one liquid with another liquid. So the proposal was to take our existing technology, which we're using for many different applications, and modify it so that, one, it could work in salt water. Salt water is more corrosive. You have to redesign some things because of that. And tailor, redo the engineering part of the design, and then have a prototype unit manufactured to work specifically for that region. And so what we've done is to... We've redesigned it. We've sent out, you know, got the bids and all that stuff, and then sent it out. And it's currently being manufactured, and it should be. I think it's scheduled for completion sometime, actually next week or the week after. And then we're planning, and we're working with the Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality to identify where are the key areas that either A, need help right now, or B, would be good deployment sites to test this technology as problems. May reemerge as the due to the seasonal changes and things like that.
So plumes of freshly oxygenated water will be targeted to specific locations in Gulf Coastal Oyster estuaries.
The grant is to build the unit, take it down there, have three test sites, and then treat each test site for 2 weeks. And look at, you know, how broad of a distribution of dissolved oxygen do we get? What are the details of how do you install this thing? Do you have to put it on a barge? Can you put it on the land? Do you have to build some special structure? You know, how's the best way to get power to it? What kind of oxygen do you need to use? You know, all these details to make it work. We need this as part of it for us, you know, the engineering and technical team to figure out. And then that data will be transferable to, I mean, the Gulf of Mexico is not the only oyster beds in the country that have low dissolved oxygen problems. You've got the same problems in Puget Sound, Chesapeake. You know, you've got with aquatic life for fisheries. You know, all over the country. And so this data will be transferable to how do we create systems to help address those problems as well.
Results from testing will be issued by the end of the year. Blue and Green was awarded a patent for their SDOX system in 2008 and are applying for others worldwide. They've been manufacturing and selling units around the region to industry and municipalities.
The first unit we sold was here in Fayetteville to the city of Fayetteville for the Nolan Wastewater Treatment Plant. So all of the water that goes through there gets oxygenated before it goes out into the system, into the watershed with our system. We've sold another system to a golf course pond up in Seattle, Washington area to try to get a handle on algae and the nutrients in their golf course pond, which they also use to irrigate the greens and et cetera. We've got a unit that we just finished installing in Lake Thunderbird over in Oklahoma, and that's for adding oxygen to help that lake system recover, and it's the drinking water source for Norman and several other cities around Oklahoma City there. And we're also next month installing a system down at the Tech Park, the U of A Tech Park, where they were able to get a grant to install a system in their retention detention pond, which takes the parking lot runoff. And so we're oxygenating that water.
Last month, the company received the 2010 Water Environment Award for its SDOX supersaturated dissolved oxygen system. The Water Environment Federation is an international not-for-profit technical and educational water quality organization. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.